The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Menachas Daf Yud Aleph. Mishnah, small Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, gives us instructions as to how the kmitza is done, which is the starting point of Kama Menachas. The mission doesn't offer that many details. Ketzer hu oise, poishir es etzpa oisov, al pas yodoy. He stretches out his fingers on his palm. The fingers go over, the fingers are not stretching outward, the fingers go bend inward over the palm, and that's the way the kmitza is done. The soilus, which is inside the fingers meeting together with the palm, that is the kmitza. However, the details are not as simple as that. We have the Gemara, which brings Braisa. The Gemara says that the way to do the kmitza is by taking three fingers, and the three middle fingers, and doing the kmitza. Kmitza is miloshen koimetz, to contain, to be mitzamtzen, to limit. Same way the nekuda komitz aleph o, means when instead of an open sound like patach, Pasach means open, Miloshen Pasoyach. Komitz means to be mekamitz, to close. To close the mouth to make a sound of an O or an O. In any case, the kmitza, the Gemara says, was done with three fingers. The three fingers were mitstamtzem over the palm, and it created that amount of cells which was gathered by the three fingers meeting the palm. The fifth finger and the first finger were used to smooth out the sides of the palm. That amount of solace that was in those three fingers, that's the kmitza. The problem is, a famous problem, that the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel of Ma'aseh HaKabbanis, does not bring that kmitza was done with the three fingers. L'chor, it seems to be a brisa in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't bring it. So, of course, the Mefarshim are oimid on the Rambam's omitting the Gemara. And the way the Ma'ariv Kurk is brought in the Kesa Mishnah, the way they understand is that the Rambam was based on the memra of Rav Papa, Behemshech HaGemara, where Rav Papa says that Koimitz Kedekamtzi Inchi, which seems to be something straightforward. Kedekamtzi Inchi means not in a difficult way. Let's add that as part of the Braisa over here of the Gimelot's voice, the Braisa defines Kmitza as something that's extremely difficult to do. Another place we have that definition is by Malika, which we found by the Avoidas HaKorbonos of Oif. But the Kmitza is Avoidas Kosher Shebamigdosh. It's brought in the context of the Kmitza being done with the three fingers, with the other two fingers smoothing out the Kmitza. The Rambam does not bring the Avoid Kosher Shiva Mikdash. He does not bring the Kmitas down to three fingers with the two fingers smoothing it out. So we have the memra of Rav Papa. They seem to say that if Rav Papa said Kedekamtzi Inchi, that means not in a difficult way of three fingers, which is difficult. Try it yourself. Three fingers stretched over the palm with two fingers going back and forth takes a certain amount of practice. That's Avoid Kosher Shiva Mikdash. To just take a handful, to take a fistful of soilus, does not seem that difficult. So that would be the way to explain the Rambam. How's Rav Papa bar plukta with a braisa? You'll have to say this the way the Ma'ariv Kurk says that if Rav Papa said his memory, he knew that the braisa was not accurate. It was a mishabeshto. So this is the way the Rambam paskit. So far, so good. The problem is that what's mavur in the Pirush Mishnayis is that the difficulty, what's the koishi? The koishi is the three fingers. You could say, try to stretch three fingers over your palm, and you'll see it takes some amount of practice, certain amount of agility in the muscles of the hand, in order to do that accurately. The Rambam, however, says that the difficulty in Avodah Kosher B'Mikdash is the smoothing it out on the sides. That's true even if you do it with five fingers. Why would that be? Why would the Rambam skip that chelik of defining kmitza as the Avodah Kosher B'Mikdash? To say that Rav Papa's memory, Kedekamtzi Inchi, takes care of that also is not accurate. Kefi the Rambam's description that Avodah Kosher is in the making sure that it's not, B'Hamshech HaMishnah we have that it can't be more, can't be less. It has to be an exact measurement. It can't be more, it can't be less. You have to smooth it out on the sides. You have to make sure the whole hand is full. That's the difficulty. So what does it have to do with three fingers or five fingers? Why doesn't the Rambam bring that?
So let's add a little bit more details to what's going on over here with the Kmitza. If we open up the very interesting Gemara in Ksubas Daf Hei, starts Ksubas Daf Hei, but now it's running on to Daf Hei Amud Beis, where the Gemara brings a brisa. It's also brought by us, Behemshich. Every finger in Chazal had its designation as a dover that could be used as a dover shebikdusha. Similar, Chazal very often find to describe different things in the physical world. I mean, it wouldn't be a problem by somebody to describe somebody who, a physical therapist could describe for you every single finger and what its function is and where the difficulty, the person has difficulty moving the muscles in one finger or there's nerves damage in any one of the fingers, which functions, be it writing or buttoning or feeding oneself with a spoon, that's going to cause difficulties in. Chazal HaKadoshim, of course, saw things on a deeper level, and they often define different parts of the body or other natural phenomena in terms of where that could be used for mitzvahs. So, for example, the Gemara over there says that the thumb could be used to plug one's ear when Lashon Hara is being spoken. The point is not that's what you're supposed to necessarily use your thumbs for. There are other ways of avoiding Lashon Hara. You just don't get into a conversation on topics of gossip. But Chazal are trying to define the physical parts of a person in terms of Dvar Shav Kedusha. Similar, let's say, to the Gemara at the beginning of Erev and Sukkah defines the Shivas Haminim that Eretz Yisrael is praised for in terms of which halachos they define. This is the shear of a shear in Hilchas Tumah, this is a shear Kezayis, is a shear Legabe all Mitzvah Sachila, and so on and so forth. Every single physical phenomena that has any importance, Befrat, the parts of the body, Befrat, the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, has a place where it plugs into the Marechet, into the program of Torah, Mitzvahs, and Kvod Shamayim. So, the Gemara says over there, use for each finger. The Gemara says that the small finger on a person's hand is used to smooth out the Kmitza. So Tosfos says over there, on the top of Hei Amud Beis, that you see that the smoothing has to be done by the fifth finger on that hand. Why can't you just smooth out the soilus by taking your other hand? Why can't the Kohen just take his left hand and smooth it out? So Tosfos says very clearly that since it's an avoido, avoido has to be bimin. One of the basics of avoido is kuhuna. And befrat over here, komatz bismo, we just got finished learning the Mishnayis, komatz bismo is possible, avoido has to be done bimin. So the kmitza has to be done, the smoothing out, the mechikas ha-koimitz has to be smoothed out, has to be nizbarer al yedei, the finger on the yad yamin, because it's a chelek of the avoda. So, the first thing we see from Tosfos is that the mechikas ha-kmitza is not just a functional in order to make sure the kmitza that's distributed, that's hooked there, is the right amount. It's not just a functional way of smoothing out the volume. What it is it's a chelik of the avoida. The mechikas or etzba of the kmitza is a chelik of the kmitza, and it has to be done by a min. Which, by the way, would bring up the same thought process in terms of, let's say, shalei lishma. Shalei lishma and mechikas or etzba. If it's an avoida, if it's not just functional, so then maybe you get shalei lishma. The same way, let's say, likut levoino, we've discussed in previous shiurim that Likud Levoin is a chelik of the kmitza, because it's a chelik of defining that which is hukdar, of separating the chelik hamukdar from the shirayim. Likud Levoin is a chelik of that. So also, over here, the mechikas ha-kmitza, in order to smooth it out, to prepare the right amount, is a chelik of the kmitza. That's one thing you see from Tosfos, but you see even more than that. The Chaznish points out that l'choyre, there would be a mokum lodun, that it's an avoida. But let the avoid of mechikas hakmitza and mechikas hakoimitz be done by different koin biyadimin. If Ruvain hakoin does the kmitza, let Shimon hakoin do. Why does it have to be done by the fifth finger on Ruvain's hand? So the Chazish points out, you see more than just that the mechikas hakoimitz is an avoid. You see more than that. You see that the kmitza with the mechika is part of one maisa of kmitza, and it has to be done the same way. You can't have two kohanim, each one measuring half a kohanim, because there's one maisa kmitza. When two people do each half of a maisa, it's not a maisa kmitza. It has to be done by one kohen doing the whole kohen. Part of the kmitza is the mechikas or etzba of smoothing it out. It has to be done with one hand, with one kohen, one yad yamin. So that's what we see from Taisus over the Ksubis. Now, all this is assuming that we have as a basic, like the Loshon and the Braisa, that is, the kmitza was three fingers, and the mechikas hakmitza is a chelik of that which has to be, it's a chelik of that maisa. It's a chelik of that maisa has to be done by yad yamin, A. B, it has to be done by that yad yamin. It has to be done by the other two fingers of the hand which is being koimitz. But if we say that the Rambam favored the member of Rav Papa Kedikamtzi Inchi, and he was doicha the Braisa that as not non-authoritative the Braisa that says of three fingers, behechrach we have to disagree with this basic idea. It's only if the kmitzas were done with three fingers, so then we could say that the kmitza includes also the maisa kmitza includes also the mechikas let's boys. So we could say that the whole thing is a maisa of one hand, five fingers, three doing the kmitza, two doing the smoothing out, and it all has to be done by one kohen with one yad yamin because it's all one maisa. The kmitza with the mechikas ha'etz boys. But if we say that kidikamtzi and she means with five fingers, the way the Rambam understands of Popo, behechrach the kmitza had to be done with a different hand. That means that the mechikas ha'kmitza is not part of the ma'ase kmitza. All it is a functional tzoyrich in order to make sure that the kmitza was done accurately, but it's not part of the Maisik means itself. It could be done by a different coin. Maybe it's not Navoida. Taisus over there, Ksuba stuff, hey, brings up such a tzad. Maybe it's not Navoida. Maybe it's functional. It could be done by Yad Smoil. That's not difficult. It's easy enough to take five fingers, to take a fistful, and then to smooth it out. The difficulty is only when you have to do the whole thing. You have to have the dexterity to do the whole thing. You have to stretch the muscles in one hand. That takes a lot of practice. That's a Avodah Kosher English. The reason why the Rambam doesn't bring it is Lishitosoi, because if it's done with five fingers, then the Mechika can be done by a different kohen or a different, or the Yad Smo of the same kind. That's not hard. That's not difficult. The whole assumption that has to be part of that hand and it's part of that Maisik Mitza is only if you go with the member of the Braisa that's done with three fingers. So that would be a way, a derech of being Yashiv, the Rambam. The Malbim brings up a different, the Malbim in Parshas Tzav brings up, it Parshas Vayikra, he alludes to it, that that there might be in Mineu Bey, in Kmitza, there might be Chilukim. He brings that that it could very well be that Minchas Soilis. He brings Mekayus to such a thing. Minchas is not Mavur in the Gemara. That Minchas Soilis doesn't need as much a Mechika because Minchas Soilis, because theoretically you could be careful, you could take that amount of Soilis in the fingers itself. It's soft. It's pliable. Mashenke by Minchas Afuyois, Behechrech, that he's picking up a piece which is going to be bigger than his fingers, so the pieces on the side are going to have to be crumbled off and put back into the kli as the shirayim, but it is going to have to be a ma'isa mechika in order to fit the if it's nefesh, it's hard, it's not pliable, he couldn't pick it up as a piece that exactly fit into his fingers. It's going to have to go through the mechika. So what the Malbim wants to suggest is that Rav Papa's memra, there's no machlokes of Papa in the Braisa. He wants to say different than the Ma'ariv Kurkus. What he wants to say is that Rav Papa was talking about Minchas Soilis. Minchas Soilis doesn't need Mechika. So Memela over there, the Maisa of the Koimitz itself could be for all five fingers. It says the Rambam is talking about the classic Mincha, which is Minchas Soilis. Minchas Soilis could have come to the Inchi. That's of Papa's Memra. The Memra of three fingers, Behechrach, means it goes with the basic idea that when it's done with three fingers, Ad Kama that you need the Mechika, Ad Kama that Behechrach there's going to have to be a Mechika. There's no way of doing the Kmitza accurately without the Mechika, without the breaking off of the pieces of the Mincha that's Nef of the hard Mincha that's on the sides of the fingers, because you're never going to be able to pick it up exactly if it's something that's solid. So Mela, it's going to have to be broken off. If it's going to have to be broken off, it's part of the kmitzo. So behechach, the amount, the shear itself, the tremendous chiddush, the shear is three fingers worth, and it has to be done with the yad yamin with the same hand, like we described before. Rav Papa was talking about something else. Can he come see Inchi? Kamtzi Inchi is talking about by Mincha Soilis. By Mincha Soilis, over there, it'll be the full five fingers. It'll be the full five fingers, because the whole hand means, say, the basic hanoch of the Malbim is that the Avodas HaKmitz is done by the Yad. Yad includes five fingers. Five fingers go into the Ma'aseh HaKmitzah. But here's where they branch off. The Mincha that needs Mechikas of the sides of the Mincha, the Hechrach, that the shear of the Kmitzah is three fingers, and the Avodah of smoothing it out is the other two, because it has to be done by one hand, one Yad Yamin, like we explained. Masha'en Kein, where the Mincha Selus doesn't necessarily need Mechika. So if there's something sticking out, it's a Mechika you can make. The Yad Smol, a different Kohen could do. But the existential Kmitzah itself is done by five fingers. And by the way, he points out that that's why there's a chiluk in the nusach of the psukim in Parshas Vayikra. The Torah says, "Meloi kumtzoi." Vehem meloi kumtzoi. In Parshas Sad, the Torah says kumtzoi. Talking about two different things. Meloi kumtzoi means a full kmitza. That's five fingers worth. Kumtzoi is not a full hand's worth. It's only three fingers worth, because the other two fingers are necessary to complete the avodas hamechika. That's the Malbim's approach to understand the Rambam and putting together the Memra of the Brice and Rafa, but not to say there's a machloikas between the two of them, but to say they're partially talking about two different things.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.